Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Scientists don't know why some women develop gestational diabetes, but to understand how this disease occurs, it is best to understand how glucose is normally processed in the body. Insulin is a substance produced by the pancreas. After you eat, sugar molecules from food, called glucose, flow into your bloodstream. Insulin helps glucose move from your bloodstream into cells in your body, where it can be used as energy. During pregnancy, the placenta that surrounds a growing baby produces high levels of a variety of hormones. Almost all of them impair the action of insulin in the tissues, thereby raising blood sugar. Modest elevations of blood sugar after meals is normal during pregnancy. As a baby grows, the placenta produces more and more insulin-interfering hormones. In gestational diabetes, which usually develops during the last half of the pregnancy, the placental hormones provoke a rise in blood sugar to a level that can affect the growth of the baby. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives. Through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of the state. Visit uams.edu.